Okay, my friends. So we read a story yesterday about cats, right? Bits and pieces. A big cat and a little cat. So because we cannot have enough cat stories today, this week, it seems, we will do another one. This story is called Tabby McTat. And it was written by Julia Donaldson, and the art is by XL Shuffler. Tabby?
No, Patty.
Catty? Oh, Patty, you...
McCat.
McCat. I like that. You know, that's the funny thing about when you write a story. You can decide what you want your characters to be named. And you can name them however you would like. But a tabby is a kind of cat. So we're going to read about this one. So today's story is read by Mommy. And... what is your name? Do you have one? No? Ma? Are you a cat? Meh. Oh boy. Well, you guys, I have a little furry, fluffy friend here. He may sound like Philip, but he's in fact my little kitty cat. Meow. Okay, let's go into Catland, shall we? All right, here we go. Tabby McTat was a busker's cat with a meow that was loud and strong. The two of them sang of this and that, and people threw coins in an old checkered hat, and this was their favorite song. Me and you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Meow! And the old guitar, how perfectly happy we are. And in the picture, we can see what a busker is. How would you describe a busker to someone who might not know what a busker is? Can you guess? Yep, he sits in a place where there's people, sometimes like in a square or in like a central location, a park maybe, and he plays an instrument or sings, and then everyone around him can hear him and can either put money in his hat, or sometimes he'll have like a guitar case or something like that, and they throw money into it to say, "We like how you have performed." One morning, while Fred ate some bacon and bread, McTat took a stroll around the block, then stopped, for there on a doorstep sat a gorgeously glossy and green-eyed cat. She was black, with only one white, snowy white sock. Oh, do you ever see that when an animal has just like one paw that's one color or another? Sock and McTat had a cat-to-cat chat, and that's how their story began. For while they were chatting of this and of that, a thief had his eye on the old checked hat. He eyed it. He snatched it. He ran. The busker gave chase, but he tripped on a lace and crash. In a flash, he was down. He broke his leg and banged his head and ended up in a hospital bed in a faraway part of town. Well, what a horrible thing to have happened to him. I hope that thief gets justice. Goodbye, McTat said. I must go back to Fred. But where had the busker gone? The sun went down and the sky grew black and the stars came out and he didn't come back. McTat lingered on and on. Oh no, what happens if your person goes away when you're not looking? What's a cat to do? A week later, Sock took a stroll around the block and found her new friend looking thin.
He's gone off and left me, said Tabby McTat.
Then Sock said, my people, Prunella and Pat, would gladly find room for a fine tabby cat. She was right, and they took McTat in. Next morning, old Fred left his hospital bed and found his way back to the square. But a brass band stood where the pair once sat, and the brass band played this, and the band played that, and Fred looked around for his loud meowing cat. But Tabby McTat wasn't there. Oh my goodness. So he came back looking for his cat? Oh dear. Now, McTat had a wife and a very full life with plenty of things to do, like washing Prunella and pouncing on Pat and hiding their car keys under the mat. Oh, is that what happens? And keeping the newspapers nice and flat and giving the pins an occasional bat and nibbling this and nibbling that. And he dreamed of his friend with the old checked hat and always woke up with a meow. So it looks like he has definitely got a new life now, huh? And often he said, "What's happened to Fred?" And his paws took him back to the square. But a conjurer stood where the pair once sat, and he pulled out this and he pulled out that, and people threw coins in his tall black hat. But the busker was never there. Do you know what a conjurer is? A magician, yep. They call it conjurers. They call them conjurers because to conjure something means you pull it out of thin air. It's a little bit of magic. One morning, Sock said, "Look under the bed and see the three kittens I've had." And Soames looked like this and Susan like that. And the littlest kitten was called Samuel Spratt. Looked exactly the same as his dad. Oh, they're cute. She had three kittens? Which one do you like the most? So Soames is black, mostly black with white. And Susan, I would say, is mostly white with black. And Samuel Spratt is a tabby. So he's gray and white and kind of, well, sort of a grayish brown, wouldn't you think? Kind of a striped sort of look. The three kittens grew and they learned how to mew, and sometimes McTat sang them his song. And Samuel Spratt, with his tabby gray fur, had a deafening meow and a very loud purr. And he simply loved singing along. "Me and you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are, meow. And the old guitar, how perfectly happy we are." And then Susan and Soames found very good homes, and their parents were happy and proud. There was one home like this, and another like that. But nobody wanted poor Samuel Spratt. They all said, "His voice is too loud." Now, Tabby McTat was a home-loving cat, but he couldn't stop dreaming of Fred. And he called, and one day he called for his wife and his son, and he told them, "I know, there's something has to be done. I must go and find him," he said. And so up and down and all over town, he wandered a whole week long for many a morning and afternoon by the light of the sun, by the light of the moon, till he heard a familiar song. Oh, do you think he's found him at last? Let's find out. "Just you and me and the old guitar. If I had a cat, I'd be happier far. Just me and the old guitar. With my cat, I'd be happier far." And he sees him. "It's Tabby McTat, my long-lost cat." Old Fred was ecstatically glad. Then the two of them sang of this and of that, and people threw coins in the new checked hat.
Baby.
What about his baby? Oh, Philip has pointed something out in the picture. We can see that he has indeed found his old man with the guitar, Fred, But there, it looks like in the picture you can see there's also someone who has followed Tabby McTat. So, but why did McTat feel sad? He was missing his wife and his comfortable life and the dozens of things to do, like washing Prunella and pouncing on Pat and hiding the car keys under the mat and keeping the newspapers nice and flat and giving the pins an occasional batch. But how could he tell the busker all that? Then, out of the shadow, sprang Samuel Spratt.
Oh, please let me be the busker's cat,
he said with his deafening mew. Oh, I have got a... That's a wonderful thought, isn't it? Don't you think? And now, oh, I am so happy for them. And everybody's, this is what we call a win-win situation. Now Samuel Spratt is the busker's cat, with a meow that is loud and strong. The two of them sing of this and of that, though Samuel sings just a little bit flat. And people throw coins in the old checked hat. And this is their favorite song. Me and you and the old guitar, how perfectly, perfectly happy we are. Meow! And the old guitar, how perfectly happy we are. I have a question for you. When it says that Samuel sings just a little bit flat, what does that mean?
That doesn't mean he sings a little flat, like flat as in a couch pillow. Not in that way.
No.
Or a napkin flat.
No, not flat like a napkin. What does it mean? Like loud?
Yeah.
And maybe the pitch isn't where it ought to be? Yes, that is exactly what it means. Yes, correct. So whenever something is flat in music, it means that it isn't where the pitch should be. It's just a half a step lower. It is a step down from where it ought to be. But I believe that we probably could love him regardless. Don't you think? Because not everyone is perfect. In fact, everyone is not perfect. But we can find ways to love people even if they are flawed. Don't you think? Yes. No. Nobody is. It's true. Or the listeners. But we can tell them that this is the end. This is the end.
Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening. Thanks so much for listening to today's story. If you wanted to get a copy of this story, I have got a great tool I wanted to make you aware of. You can pop over to amazon.com/shop/storytimewithphilipandmommy, and you will see I've created a list for every month of the year, and in each list, I have put links for every story that we have read in that month. So you can easily find a link to the story so you can purchase it for yourself. And of course, this all goes to help support our podcast so we can get new materials. And of course, don't forget, you can also pick up your copy of the Storytime with Philip and Mommy book, The Sprightly Sprite and the Dragon Dragon. And of course, we always hope that you guys enjoy our stories. And we want to say thank you so much for listening.